Welcome back to Big Facts No Cap, the number one podcast with pest control and Reddit trolls. I'm your guest, Phil. With y'all, as always, are your hosts, Adrian and Paul. Let's get big factin', let's get no capping.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap. Cap.
No cap.
Big facts.
No.
Cap.
No cap.
Hey. Oh shit, I have never seen Ishu Time and Hannibal in the same room.
Alright, and that's a perfect pronunciation of both of those, so we can move on.
Oh, is that, how do you pronounce that? Ashu? Oh, Ashu.
You made it somehow more Chinese than it already sounds.
You say Ishu Time.
Shout out Hannibal, my favorite landlord. My favorite slumlord.
Wait, would you ever move to Chicago in that apartment complex just so you could be good friends with Hannibal?
I don't think he's good friends with his tenants.
I don't think he's friends with the people that he's collecting
money
from.
You don't think he tries out new material with all of his tenants? And that's why he got in the apartment.
Oh, see, it's the same thing as trying to date a comedian. It's like, I don't want to end up being a bit in his set. And so that's why I could never rent from Hannibal. Because you know he's going to have a thing where he's going to be like, I have this one tenant.
Room 402 is stinky.
He has a stinky butt. I give 48-hour notice before I go into his apartment because he is too stinky.
That is a near flawless impression of Hannibal's stand-up style.
Stinky. Nah, stinky. That's more like a what's the band that we've never seen him in the same room with?
Ishu Time.
Ishu Time.
Hannibal gets up on stage now and he's just like, landlords walk like this, tenants walk like this.
Ooh. Ishu Time was like this.
Ishu Tune.
Is it Ishu Tune?
Ishu Tune.
That's how little I respect his musical persona. I won't even remember how it's pronounced.
Yeah, that's what that was.
I'm not just stupid, man.
Paul assumes everything is Chinese if he cannot read it regularly.
It's 1/4 of the world. You have to assume.
That's true.
That's why I assume everyone's name is Muhammad. It's the most common name.
Okay. Well, guys, you guessed right.
The dynamic is that me and Adrian are smart and we make fun of Phil for being stupid. We can't start this podcast making fun of me for being stupid.
I'm the stupid one. You're the racist one.
Adrian,
and I'm the wild card.
Yeah, Adrian's a little bit of racist and stupid.
I mean, same thing, am I right, guys? Come on now.
No, they're completely different, actually. The opposite. If y'all don't agree, then I walk. I'll walk right now. I walk off the spot.
It gets a walking, buddy.
It's going to go viral. Phil walks off, big facts, no cap.
I was logging into Hulu the other day, and I saw that your account is called Uncle Phil.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what you listed your like sub account on my account as.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Have you thought about using that as a rap name? I kind of like it.
I feel weird doing that as a white dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on, Unk. You want everybody calling you Unk? Paul, did you have ideas for? Oh, the other idea that I wanted to pitch you for names, Young Pedo.
Okay, you told me this, and I'll tell you the same thing I told you earlier, is that if it's a young pedophile, then is he a pedophile? Like, how young are we talking
about? That's the idea. That's the point.
Okay.
I was thinking.
Rock with it. Wait, real quick. But if I'm young pedo, when I get older, are people going to be like, let's drop the young? And I'm going to be like, no.
No.
Okay, what were you thinking?
Okay, and stick with me here. It's a little edgy. Pedo Phil. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, going back to my original rap name. I got to get a band together.
Maybe
y'all
Pedo Phil?
Pedo Phil? Yep. Guys, these are all greats, all right? But I think for now, I'm just going to stick with Phil. I think I'm just going to stick with Phil for right now.
I thought you were thinking about doing Big Phil.
I was thinking about doing Big Phil for a little bit. I think I'm going to do Big Pedo, though. What I think it's a little more catchier.
Ooh.
Big Pedo.
What about Philharmonic?
I thought about that before. And then I was like, what a stupid idea. No. Philharmonic is cool. There's already like a big thing going around called the Philharmonic, though, right?
Yeah, it's going to be like when there was a girl that I was in lab with who asked our TA if she could skip lab one time because she wanted to go see Manchester Orchestra. And she was telling us that she was like 95% sure that the TA said okay because he thought it was like a classical music thing that she wanted to go do to like enrich herself. Not just a couple of sad boys or whatever they are.
Yeah. Ooh, so should I name myself like something to where the like
Philharmonic, people-
Yeah.
You should name yourself like the Philadelphia Philharmonic or something like that.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia Philharmonic. We should really fit as many Phils in there as possible.
How about I just name myself My Grandma's Funeral? So when people they get out of work, they're like, I gotta go to My Grandma's Funeral. I'm like, where is it? It's like New Brooklyn Tavern. 7 o'clock on a Friday.
I gotta go see I got my groupies grandma's
in
funeral.
My own family now. Trying to get a picture with me at my grandma's funeral.
I want My Grandma's Funeral to sign this for me.
That was the other idea I had, is if I ever started a deathcore group, it was going to be like the Gilbert Elementary Third Grade Choir was going to be the name of it.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
But you didn't even go to Gilbert Elementary. You went to Lake Murray.
Yeah. What? Lake Murray? What, we're going to be sailing for success? Ooh, what if it's a pirate-themed deathcore band? That's kind of cool.
Ooh, sailing for success? That is pretty cool.
What if you did a play sailing on Sailing for Success? What if you did a cover, a death metal cover of like, your first song?
San Diego! Gilbert! Gilbert, South Carolina!
At our school, academics.
Open the pit! Open up the pit!
Open up the fucking pit!
Open up the pit!
That's a really niche joke. It's like there's about 50 people alive still.
What? Oh, that Lake Murray Elementary?
Yeah,
a lot of people die. No, a lot of us didn't make it to 25.
No cap.
I wish I had my phone on me since we were talking about chess and I could pull up the guy who was just attacking me yesterday on messages and chess. Usually they don't save because they're like game messages, but this guy I beat 4 times in a row, and then I like declined his like rematch offer. Then he sent me all these messages that was like, I knew you were a pussy.
I mean, that was kind of pussy made.
I was getting tired, man. It was my like going to bed chess matches.
I mean, you may have won the battles, but he won the war. That was pretty good.
It sent me like 10 That's messages, true. Man, attacking my character, attacking my honor and bravery.
At any point did he say that he'd jizz on your mama tit?
No, that was one Indian guy one time.
Really? Yeah. So he would go jizz on your mama's tits?
No, not tits, tit.
Just tit.
I jizz on your mama tit.
That was nice.
Tit.
He didn't include both of them in there.
I jizz on your mama tit.
Just like your mama tits.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, when I was a kid, I used to play, like, Halo, Call of Duty, everything on, like, Xbox Live, people say is, like, has all these disgusting little kids.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody more disgusting than the chess app.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so surprising.
I mean, I am bad, so I'm probably playing, like, morons and little kids,
yeah.
But these people get, like, they get weird with it, man, too. And plus, it like you play with people around the world because it's like latency doesn't matter that much. So you play with a lot of people who English is their second language. So you get cursed out in a lot of like broken English.
Damn.
And people tell you they jizz on your mama tit.
Has anybody ever seen?
You should mine some battle rap content from that. You get some bars from them.
Yeah.
You think better than me is an accomplishment? I go jizz on your mama tit.
This is something like Arsenal would say. I was describing this to Adrian the other day. This is battle rapper named Arsenal, and my roommate loves him. He's just, like, his big thing is like he's a shock factor. It's like a shock factor comedian, but in battle form. And he would just say the grossest things. And he was showing me this one battle yesterday where he told some person like, "I'll wait until your baby mama goes into labor, and I'll go stab the belly or something." Like, "I'll go stab a stomach," and they were like, "What? Like, calm down, bro. This is just like a battle."
You think that baby's going out of there like Indiana Jones, like he's dodging the knife and grabbing his hat all the way out? The first canal.
That's how Justin Bieber learned all those killer dance moves.
Yeah, that's true.
Wasn't that like a joke from middle school? Isn't that a thing?
That's no, that was Natasha Leggero on the roast of Justin Bieber. His mom was a teenage mom, and that's how he learned all those sick dance moves, was trying to dodge the coat hanger in the womb. But apparently Paul thinks that women comedians only make jokes that are as good as middle school jokes, but...
Is it true? I'll walk right now. I just want to walk off a podcast. That's why I came here today. Make me
You're
walk.
Doing a Mike Pence. You're just waiting for us to kneel so that you can be like, I don't approve of this. I'm getting out of here.
Try to touch Natasha Leggero. She's probably my favorite female comedian. Not the only one I know, too.
Name two others.
Amy Schumer. Mm-hmm. Wanda Sykes. You know what? I'll name 200 more.
Jen Snyder doesn't make that list. Episode.
Stay tuned, baby.
I believe Jen is non-binary.
Oh.
Yep, that's true.
Well, I have egg on my face.
Yeah, we're talking egg. Local female comedians. I could do that all day, but famous ones, I would say Natasha Leggero is like legitimately probably my favorite female.
I don't know if I have a favorite picked out.
I don't really do. I don't do favorite female like comedians. Yeah, I think that's a little offensive to women.
I don't really gender it either. Is she female though? I just kind of guessed.
I don't see gender.
Is she a comedian? I don't see professions.
That's classist.
Her character on stage though was really good.
All right, everybody. Top five comedians, top five rappers. Go.
Ooh, top five comedians. Natasha Leggero, Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes.
Oh, yeah. Did I tell you guys? Monique. My top five is the same as my top five female comedians.
Nicki Minaj, Princess Nokia, Ash Nico, Awkwafina, and The Sound of My Child's Laughter. Those are probably my five favorite things in the world.
Five favorite rappers. Drake, Vaughn, Eminem, the green one.
Ooh.
I can't think of any more bits. That's it. I got 2 out of 5, y'all.
That was pretty good.
Nas, the energy drink.
Nas, the energy drink.
But no, who was that comedian that you showed me?
50 Cent, Wings on Thursdays at Wingstop.
What was that? Who was that comedian you showed me who she had a lot of bits? I think it was Rachel something that...
Rachel Sennett?
I don't think it was Rachel Sennett. Maybe I'm thinking of a different comedian. But you showed me a special where she even like showed the audience laughing after her jokes like comedians do, but one of them was just like a dog in the crowd smiling.
That's Chelsea Peretti.
That's Chelsea Peretti
special. That was a really good special.
Wait, what, Paul, why do you say it like that?
Chelsea?
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 Sorry, we just came back from the Cajun restaurant. We're talking really different now.
Yeah, I'm gonna see. You guys are putting some stank on that thing. You're leaning on it, man. I don't get it.
Our waiter was the Cajun alligator from The Sign for Cajun Queen.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Usually he works back a house.
Not today, brother.
Usually he's just snorting lines. He'd be like, oh, I'm a little bit of that in the gumbo today.
The customer's like, can you please keep it down back there? We're trying to have a nice meal with our family.
We're
trying to say the Lord's Prayer right now before we eat your food.
Yeah, that was Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah, her special.
And that was the one part that Paul didn't like, is he was like, I don't like the part where she cuts to the audience.
Or the clowns. I really like that special. I don't know if I really like that bit of it cutting to the...
I like the beginning of that special when she shows like her trying all different styles of comedy, and one of them I think is just her like a lot of different costumes and stuff. I don't remember the specific ones, but I need to go back and watch that. Really good special. I watched John Early's special recently on HBO Max. So good.
Yeah, it was good.
He's a very talented dude.
I don't know. Do we need to introduce you anymore to the audience, or does everyone know who you are? Or are you just the unofficial third mic?
I guess I'm just the unofficial third mic. If you don't know me, what's up? It's your boy Young Pito, a local rapper here in Charlotte. Convicted felon. I have to tell everybody that. What's up, y'all? My name is Phil, if you don't know me. I'm a longtime friend of Adrian and Paul, and the executive producer of this podcast. And I'll walk right now if I want him. But I don't want him. But I will have a one because some of these.
Stop threatening us. It's not good energy.
Just let me walk, baby. But yeah, thanks for having me on again. Even though I pretty much just asked to be on because this is convenient to my stop.
Yeah, what's the occasion again?
Yeah, so this weekend I'm going to Greensboro for the North Carolina Comedy Festival. I went there last weekend and for the Buster Cups, that's where I went there for. And this weekend, I'm going to do stand-up comedy.
Which, for the listener, that's going to be last week if that happened. But coming up, he does have a show at Viz Art in Charlotte.
That is true.
I'll be there.
Video store. We'll be watching a movie called Mac and Me.
He'll be eating some ramen afterwards.
Ooh, probably. Is there a ramen place next door or something?
Yeah, it's really good. It's an anime ramen place I took Adrian.
Oh, heck yeah. Come out. So you were talking about earlier about like famous people being like, we're going to be drinking at this place after the show. Hey, y'all, we're going to be eating ramen at the place next door after the Vizard show.
It's like so.
And you can be drinking there, too.
Yeah, you know what? We might drink there. We'll be drinking that ramen juice.
If you're lucky, Paul will pay for a karaage appetizer.
Ooh, I'm feeling lucky.
Check us out at Bart Smart. That's actually the place to drink right next to Vizart right after. So
okay, cool. But yeah, this is like on the way to Greensboro. Like I don't have to make any extra stops or anything.
Because so, otherwise you wouldn't bother. This podcast is I would shit skip to you.
Right over this fucking podcast, but I need the money. And I know you are paying me 10 racks. If it's not 10 racks, I walk.
He doesn't get out of bed for anything less than that.
Let's just drop it.
I was going to say, I mean, you have your own podcast now, so now you don't need us anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Every week it drops.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going great. I'll walk right now. Shut the fuck up.
Why don't you walk to your podcasting studio?
Let's just walk it.
Let's just drop it. Got a problem?
Happy to be here, baby. North Carolina Comedy Festival, here I come.
How are you feeling about your stand-up sets?
I'm feeling pretty good about them.
What's your edgiest joke?
My edgiest joke? It's probably the Build-A-Bear joke or the one of like the ACAB joke about like the Piggly Wiggly thing. Is that even edgy? It's just a lot of people don't like it. that's edgy to me. Is that a lot of disapproving faces, and then some people just like that's not funny.
Seems like you should where you are. You're less about trans people and more about your transmission.
My edgiest bit is about the non-binary Rugrats. Some baby shit.
Dude, actually, so there's something in Irmo called the Okra Strut. It's like this big okra festival in Irmo, and a local comedian, Ryan Easterbrooks, was like booked for it, and he was given the option to get two other comedians, and he asked me, and he was like, do you want a 10-minute set? And he had to be family-friendly and clean, and I was like, I don't even have like 2 minutes of family-friendly material. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, buddy.
He's the bad boy.
Okay, let's write some family-friendly jokes for Phil.
Okay. You ever fuck one of those Build-A-Bears you have? What?
Did you fuck a Build-A-Bear? What is that joke?
That was the joke about the Build-A-Bear, yeah.
I don't wanna do the joke, just I'll send you a video. I have videos of it. I don't wanna spoil it. Come to the shows. I guess you gotta go to the show to see, y'all, you know what I mean? I guess you gotta come out to see the Build-A-Bear joke.
I guess you have to build a time machine and go back in time to when Phil's doing this stand-up in Greensboro.
Oh, I thought I'd go back to time when he was in middle school fucking his Build-A-Bear. The memory.
Or just go to one of my future shows, you jackass.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to do the joke again. I'm never going to stop
it's
doing
a jam.
It. It's my next edgy joke.
The joke about him being a kid fucking his Build-A-Bear.
Well, the joke is actually me being an adult fucking the Build-A-Bear, so that's what makes it edgy, I guess. If it was a kid fucking it, it would be like, that's what we thought we were supposed to do with him. What do you think your edgiest joke was, Adrian? We need to stand up. The bike roadhead one?
No. I think we have different definitions of edgy. I don't think my material was all that edgy. I mean, I remember feeling weird when we were at that barbecue restaurant, the Warmouth, and yeah, I did a joke about
how, vegetarian
like,
joke? You're like, that's edgy for you?
I did a joke about, it wasn't even really a fully formed joke, but I always had it in my thing about like, it was something about like, do you have to be a Republican to own a barbecue place? Or like, are you allowed to as a Democrat own one? And I just remember looking over at the bar being like, I hope these guys are okay with that. But that was very situation specific. I don't know if there's any like really, I don't know. I don't think I had any that were too divisive.
I don't think that's, I don't even know if that's edgy. I don't know. How do you define edgy? How would you define edgy, Ball?
I don't know, like a joke about, like kind of making fun of gay people or saying you like Trump or something.
Like a problematic point of view, I think, is edgy. Yeah.
If you make a problematic point of view funny, those are the best jokes, but like you're kind of walking on.
You know, I was talking to Adrian about this
walking
recently.
Walking on the edge.
And at first, Adrian disagreed, but I think you came around to the idea because you heard a comedian do this joke, which I hate it when comedians do this joke because a lot of them share the same setup and then they just fill in the punchline. But the setup is that my pronouns are, and then you insert your pronouns and then,
I identify as,
and then you insert that. And then it's my pronouns are this, this. So it's really just a fill in the blank, template that a lot of stand-up comedians are using now. And I've never liked any of them. And also I don't find them edgy. I just found them like not funny, but also
wait,
just
is
kind
it
of like
the old man thing of being like, my pronouns are kicks ass. Or shit
like
that.
Yeah, it's like that.
That's
like,
why are comedians doing that? That's like
so
Facebook
many.
Core.
So
that's
many
like
comedians
40-year-old dad on Facebook making fun of his teenage daughter.
Oh, we're talking open mics. We're not talking like people. Actually, probably
no.
People on Netflix are making those
jokes,
too.
There's somebody who just got a special. He's Who's the guy who did like the
Name names.
Gigolo? Bruce Bigelow, Gigolo? That guy? Not Paul Mooney.
Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider. He has a special.
And well, he's a Republican.
He's super Republican, so yeah, he's going to have a joke about that. But and he, his special came out on Fox Nation, apparently. But his joke was, my pronouns are yeehaw. And that was like the whole joke, and people loved it. He was in Florida doing it, so it was like, of course it's going to work. But yeah. I hate that shit.
No, what I was telling you is Maria Bamford was on a podcast talking about how she had a joke like that, was told that it was transphobic, and then revamped the joke to make sure she didn't do that anymore.
Did you listen to her new special, Adrian?
No, I didn't get around to it.
You know, when she was on tour, she stopped by the same comedy club I'm doing in Greensboro, and she did her hour.
I saw her here in Charlotte.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. It's on Spotify now, so you can listen to it. Ooh, it's her newest audio.
Hey, that's another female comedian I love. That living room special she had.
Phil, it doesn't make you sound any better that now any time a female comedian mentioned, you talk about what you love them.
Roseanne Barr, love her. You gotta love her.
No, hey, actually, she definitely had a pronoun joke, didn't she?
So probably. I wouldn't be surprised. I hate that girl.
Well, her name was Roseanne.
Because you're a fucking snowflake. You can't handle these bars.
Damn, I was going to make a bar joke, too. I was going to say it's crazy that her name was Roseanne Barr, and now she's barred out.
She's barred out. No, didn't she, like, kick a comedian off of Last Comic Standing? Because, like, he was, like, roasting Roseanne Barr during one of his sets, and she, like, just couldn't take the joke, and she, like, pretty much got him off the show. There was some, like, controversy around that where she wasn't thick-skinned enough.
Dang, and he was just, like...
She couldn't handle her own bars, I guess.
What's new with you besides the bookings?
I got a roommate. Got a roommate now. His name is Christian Williams, local comedian in the area. Very funny.
Name names.
He good kid. Mad City. Good kid, though.
Does Christian have an interesting middle name, or did his parents just want him to have as boring of a name as possible?
I don't know his middle name, actually. I don't know.
Do you even know who you're living with, dude?
You know, I don't. Oh. Christian Cornelius Williams. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of
honestly,
wacky.
He should start. If he got really big in comedy, he should go by Cornelius.
Corny Cornelius?
No. I don't think he's corny.
Corndog
Cornelius?
He's actually very innovative. Corndog, though? Corndog does sound like one of those one-name comedians, kind of like Earthquake. Or like,
I think you're thinking of Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
I was gonna
good?
Say that. No. I was gonna say that before when you were talking about Chelsea Peretti's bit about doing different types of comedy. Stephen Wilbur in Portland opening the show by being like, "Let's give it up for all the previous comedians who went up." Kathy Cat Microphone Jones or whatever, and it's just a Photoshop picture of a girl using a cat as a microphone. And then he ends the bit with being like, "And of course, Butternut."
Butternut.
And then Butternut's just like an old like country dude.
Yeah, we're literally about to become Joe Rogan just talking about other comedians for the entirety
of our
podcast.
I love so many
podcast.
Female comedians.
Hey, I love so many female comedians too.
Big fact, no
let's
cap,
give it up,
number
let's
one
give it
podcast
up to the females.
With female hey, comedians.
Let's get up for the ladies.
Let's give it up to the females out to the ladies.
The ladies. I do wish Columbia Comedy had more female comedians. We only have like three right now.
Call them out.
Hey,
I wish you guys had like six
so
more
horny.
Smitties.
Not being horny.
But we're not Joe Rogan. We're not just talking about other comedians. Phil, what's going on in your life? What else is going on?
I'm an uncle now. I'm an Uncle Phil. Officially an Uncle Phil. So that could be my right
hey,
name.
Unc.
That's who I
come
am.
Come on now.
Yeah, I met my niece a few weeks ago when she was born. Had a nice little meet and greet. My brother took a picture of me holding the baby. And I gave the baby back to him, and then later I was like, oh, can you send me that picture you took of me and Ruth? And he was like, yeah, sure. And then he starts holding the baby with one hand and then texting me the picture with his other hand. And I'm like really anxious when people hold babies already just because I'm scared they're going to drop it. But like, with
let's
this
just
hold,
drop it.
Let's just, I'm like, let's just drop it. I know they love my podcast and they may take it literal. But yeah, he was holding the baby with one hand and then his phone with the other hand. And I was like, well, no, you don't have to do that. You know, just wait for it. I don't know if y'all ever get anxious about that, but
this is really boring. I'm going to go make a drink while you and Adrian talk about this.
But yeah, it was no worse than him just holding the baby like he's holding a phone. Oh, you're going to? Cool. I'll just talk to the fans real quick. Actually, yeah, can I get another beer? Yeah.
Hello, hello. Yeah, as I was saying, my brother was holding the baby with one hand and I got really anxious. And to me, that's like no worse than just like holding the baby like you hold a phone between your ear and your shoulder. And then he was texting me the picture. That's how anxious I felt. But the baby's okay. The baby's beautiful. And I can't wait to have no responsibilities, but just do all the fun stuff that uncles do, you know, like take her to the zoo and leave her at the zoo. I guess I don't know what uncles really do.
Should we start a new podcast, the three of us, called Three Unks?
Oh, we all uncles. Yeah, shoot.
Three young unks.
The Thrunkle podcast. Thrunkle.
Thrunkle.
Thrunkle. Okay. Welcome back to the Thrunkles podcast, the only podcast with three alcoholic uncles who drop babies all the time.
Really?
Hey, what's up, brother? I was telling Paul, the stuff I wrote down for Media Roundup is pretty much just catching up with my life, so I'll go ahead and go through that. The uncle thing, that was one thing. I got honorable mention for the best local comedian in the Free Times paper. That was kind of cool to see. Runner-up for best comedy group. Me, Adrian, and Patrick won runner-up for the Buster Cups. Patrick said we got runner-up because it rhymes with Buster Cups, and I like to think of it that way, too. But then,
wait, did we get runner-up or honorable mention?
We won runner-up for best improv / comedy group. Yeah. And then Art Bar won best place to see live comedy, which I'm really happy about that because every year it wins and it beats the Comedy House, which is our only official venue in Columbia.
You've been talking at the side of the mic for a minute now.
I'll try that over. Yeah, so Art Bar won best local place to see live comedy. And it beat the Comedy House, which is the only comedy like exclusive venue in Columbia. And I love that because the first year we won and beat them, apparently it got their manager fired. Like the owners were so pissed that they did the best place to see live comedy. And then
I mean, it's out over in like Northeast Columbia. Like,
yeah,
it's
not a
very centrally located place. Yeah.
And I heard they're like,
I used to live right by it. Okay. It's not a horrible location.
It's fucking. Listen, you got to be Guatemalan to live over there or something. I don't know what.
I was literally about to say that's like an international block. It's like right there.
Oh, it
like
is? That's the whole,
yeah, we went there for your class.
I was saying it was horrible just because it's so out the way. Like, nobody wants to drive
all
the
way. It is far out the way.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's like Art Bar is like in the center of Columbia, like downtown. But also I've just heard really bad things about the staff at the Comedy House. Like, they don't promote at all, but they'll get like really pissed at you if you don't bring a lot of people in.
I mean, the big thing is that Smitty doesn't go there, so like, of course Art Bar was gonna win.
If Smitty doesn't go there, then...
By the way, I was meaning to ask you, we're really just having you on to see if you can get Smitty on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I brought him in. Like... Smitty, wanna walk in? I'm walking, he's walking in. I'm walking out, he walks in, that's my deal.
I'll take that.
Now he's running.
The last time Smitty heard that was when he was on To Catch a Predator.
Oh, God. I can see that, too. And then I guess the only other thing catched on my life, I did really like the North Carolina Comedy Festival. It's usually, like, one of the highlights of my year going up there, because not only are the comedians really funny, but they're very welcoming. And I got to see one of my favorite one-man show acts, who is Cam Wiley out of Toronto, Canada. Every year he puts on a clinic. And when I saw him the first night I got there, he dabbed me up and he was like, oh man, this is going to be so good. We're going to riff and we're going to bit so much. And then we'll get sincere for like 30 seconds. And then we're just going to go right back to riffing. And then the next night, that's exactly what happened. Like, I was out at a bar with him. And like the one moment where I guess I kind of got sincere, I was like, man, I hate that I only get to see you once a year. Have so much fun with you. And then he immediately started some bidding thing. And he was like, see, we can't even get 20 seconds into a real conversation without us making a little joke. And then I was like, yeah, it's probably good that we only do this once a year or else we'll be like insane and just constantly making jokes. But super fun weekend. Yeah, love the North Carolina Comedy Festival. Excited to go back this weekend. But usually stand-up comedians, I was telling Paul, are much more pretentious and uptight than fun improv and sketch groups who are just silly boys and girls.
Shout out to Trouble with Shapes, the odd future of North Carolina improv groups.
That's facts. You heard of Trouble with Shapes. That's shots fired. So that's pretty much all that's going on with me. How about y'all? What's new with y'all besides the podcast?
The podcast is not new, brother.
No cap.
But yeah, is that really a stereotype with Arabs? They don't like dogs?
Yeah.
Dogs are haram.
I thought that's Muslim.
Where do you think Muslims mostly live?
Oh.
Y'all got so many words for things, man. This hurts.
Do we have Theo Von on the podcast?
I want to be the new Theo Von right of Big Facts. No, this is season two. Y'all have a Theo Von on the podcast.
You have a Theo Von type.
Y'all, okay, another thing. I don't think I've ever mentioned this on pod, but it was something that struck me so funny when I saw it, which was Theo Von on the Joe Rogan podcast. Media Roundup.
Joe Rogan Experience.
Joe Rogan Experience.
It's an experience.
Also, Paul, I have never seen this much of your thighs. I'm getting such a good look at your thighs right now.
And and he Joe Rogan, for whatever reason, was showing him a video of one of his workouts, and Theo Von goes, what is that on your stomach? It's like you have that twine that they wrap around hams.
I remember this, yeah.
Joe Rogan just goes, those are my abs. Those are abs.
Oh, you look like God. When they hang up a ham to dry and cure.
That's pretty funny.
Theo Von actually did not know. Like, it wasn't him trying to roast Joe Rogan. He actually did not. Like, because Joe Rogan's abs look weird as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Damn. He's a funny dude. I ain't gonna lie. He makes me laugh. He's pretty dumb, but he makes me laugh.
Yeah, oh, I love that joke where he's like, white privilege. No one in my trailer park had white privilege.
I like the koala joke he had a lot. I think I told you about this. I think it was that guy Brendan Schwab or something on his podcast or on Joe Rogan's podcast.
We're going back into just being the JRE again.
Yeah, we're trying to talk about JRE the whole time. This doesn't have to be included in, but it was literally just Brendan Schwab talking about on the phone with Theo Von, and Theo Von was in Australia, and he got like a koala to come up to his hotel room somehow with like an animal expert, and he was telling Brendan Schwab that, and Brendan was like, you better be careful, they have chlamydia, you can get something, you better wash your hands. And Theo Von was like, man, that koala better wash his hands, he might get something from me. So yeah, can you not find that funny? This is a funny dude. But yeah, that guy.
I can change him.
Doesn't your friend Emily like Theo Von a lot?
And she has a crush on you too. So like, I guess she has a type.
I guess, yeah. No. We're totally, I'm walking right now.
That last night, I let the liquor talk. We let the liquor talk, my bad.
Hey, we did.
Should we get into the themes?
Oh, okay. No, wait. Before we get into the themes, I do have one more thing for Media Roundup. Because I guess go over any media, but I have been watching that show Vice Principals on HBO Max with Danny McBride. Yeah. Bro, that show is good. I'm not gonna lie, like I never liked Danny McBride's persona like at all, but that show grew on me and I fucking love it.
Season 3 of Righteous Gemstones was one of the funniest seasons of TV
really?
I've ever seen.
I heard that show's incredible. I have not watched that show yet, but I heard it's incredible.
It's so funny.
Running around with a pickle in your mouth.
Walton Goggins, who's also in Righteous Gemstones, he's the sidekick in Vice Principals, and honestly one of my favorite characters I've seen in a while. Like, he's apparently in Justified too, and he plays a non-comedic role, and Christian, my roommate, was like, yeah, that's like one of my favorite shows right now, but you'll see how great of an actor he is in that show.
He's the one who sings that song in Righteous Gemstones. Yeah. Run around the house with a pickle in my mouth, misbehaving.
Alright, what are the GD themes?
All right, should we get into some advice columns? By the way, if you're new to this podcast because you're a Phil fan, we re-review advice columns.
That's right. I probably won't repost this episode depending on how it comes out, but if you're a Phil fan...
It's basically a remix. It's a remix podcast. We remix advice columns. Chop and screw. Okay, Phil, which topic do you want to talk about first? Because that'll decide who goes first for articles.
Let's do pest control first.
All right, that's on me. Bottom of the first. It's on Adrian. Let me read this question, and then we'll get into it, and we'll provide the context for why we're bringing this in for your episode. I think we have done episodes with Phil in the past where we kind of just did a regular episode with Phil there. This time, we're also going to try and tailor it again to Phil's personal life a little bit more. This is from Esquire. Smart mice, buying fake boobs, and how to fudge a job interview. Esquire's answer fella believes that there are no stupid questions, just stupid people who don't ask questions, fearing they'll look stupid. So ask answer fella anything. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll find out who does, or who has a guess that sounds right. By answer fella. Published June 4th, 2007. Question. Do mice actually get smarter over time? The traps I'm using no longer work. And spoiler alert for this question, he brings in an Orkin specialist.
All right, thoughts off top. I think they do. I think mice and rats are very
smart. Can we talk about why this is relevant to you first?
Yeah, I had rats in my house, or mice. I don't know which one they were, but they were equally disgusting, whatever they were.
Well, it's a mouse if it's in the house. It's a rat if it's outside.
Is that true?
No, it's the famous scene from Scary Movie 3
where they're having that. If it's a mouse, it's in the house. That discussion. Well, I guess
they were Kevin Hart in early role, yeah.
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess they were mice.
What happens to a mouse when he leaves out of the house and becomes a rat?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. He had that scene with Anthony
Anderson, right? Yeah, and it's the same thing with the waking up dead. It's like, how do you wake up dead? And like, you go to sleep, you wake up dead.
I guess I had mice, though, in my house. And they definitely become smarter because I got this big like hunting cage where you put bait in it and then they go into the cage and then the cage is supposed to just trap them in safely. And it only went off once. And then I guess one of the rats scurried out of the cage before it closed and then it never went off again. But I still saw so many rats after that. And I think maybe that one just told the other ones like, hey, man, this guy got a little bitch ass, stupid ass cage over there. It won't work because we're smarter than that.
Yeah. Honeybees use a buzzing signal. They do a stop signal where they headbutt other bees that are advertising dangerous sites.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, they may have done that then. But they were obviously fucking in my house because one day I came home to a bundle of little mice babies on my kitchen floor.
You came home and there were like rose petals all over your bed, all the way in your kitchen.
There was a trumpet, and like, there's a bubble bath drawn. Yeah, some romance music playing in the background. And I'm like, Christian, you fucking in here? But nah, it was the rats, baby. They multiplied. And yeah, I came home. I don't know if I told you this, Paul, but I came home and I looked into the kitchen and on the dog mat where I keep the water bowl for the dogs, there it looked like a big pile of turds. But I looked closer and it was starting to move a little bit. And it was a bundle of five little baby mice or five little baby rats. So I just put them in a thing of Tupperware and then I just took them to the river, which is really near my house.
Drowned them.
And then I curb stopped them. I found the nearest curb and I was like...
And you were near a river so you could wash off your shoes.
Right.
So you're telling the story on the podcast because you would never want a girl to come back to your place ever again.
I don't think any girls follow my Instagram, so where I'm going to repost this thing.
But every woman does listen to this podcast. Yeah.
So. But no, my house is now rat-proofed. Orkin came out and they put screens on the bottom of the house where they were getting in, and I haven't had a problem since. So yeah. So all the girls out there, I have no more rats. I promise.
Paul, you ever had rat issues?
No. I mean, no.
Oh, look at little Richie Rich over here.
Mm-hmm. Richie Rich was the rat. Stuart Little was the mouse. Wait, no. Richie Rich was just the rich little kid. That was his movie.
He was a snitch, so he was a rat.
Oh, the talking rats were in that movie Witches, right? Or were they talking mice too?
Was it Three Blind Rats or Three Blind Mice?
Was that 21 Savage song, Snitches and Mice?
Snitches and Mice.
When you do that thing where you get like a really tight little like ponytail, is that called a mouse tail or is that called a rat tail?
Was that old jazz band? Was that the Mice Pack?
Oh, was that the Rat Pack? The Rat Pack was not... I don't think that was a jazz band. I think that was a group of, like...
They're, like, lounge singers.
Yeah. They weren't jazz?
Big band? I think they call it big band.
I thought they were a group of actors. I thought the Rat Pack was a group of actors who were famous.
No, that was, like, Sinatra and Sam... What? Ah, fuck, what's their name? Is the guy who won second best rapper in Colombia, is that Fat Mouse the Czar?
Yeah, that is. If you have a really long strand of hair in the back of your head, is that a mice tail?
He already said that.
Oh, did you say that one?
He did that.
Well, can you edit that out and make it look like I said it first?
Fucking asshole, my friend.
If it's in the house, is that a rat?
Now, being a mouse, that's like a dude thing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
now, being a rat, being a mouse is a dude thing. You'd be like, unless it's pregnant, in which case it might be doing the old pregnant mouse switcheroo.
That one Italian dish, is that mousetouille?
It's French. What the fuck?
I don't think it's that integral to this bit, and y'all being mean, man.
Hey, fuck y'all.
Did you think it was Italian because of Adrian's character who was Italian?
Maybe, actually.
Wait, that thing that you use to like move around the cursor on your computer, is that a computer rat?
That's a desktop. That's a desktop, not a computer.
Okay, I think we could do this all day. A lot of things are named after mice and rats. Let's move on. I don't know if it fit really.
No, we're going to 100, and then I walk.
Or I walk.
Did you guys notice? I was like, come on, let's move on once I stopped coming up with it. This got stupid, man.
No, that was a good article. What's the next one?
I also had mouse troubles when I lived alone in Rosewood because I lived in an old house that was probably very easy for mice to get into. And I will tell you what, it's a lot of mental anguish. It really does take a toll on you for, like, nightfall comes and the house is no longer yours. It belongs to the mice. They come out and they're like, this is our time, baby.
Yeah. Well, you lived alone when that happened, though, right?
Yeah. So I had two bad experiences. One was when a mouse was in my bedroom, which they tend to avoid. But I think there was a way that they could get into my bedroom. And so I had my door closed and it was like running because he saw that I saw it. It couldn't get out from the room. So it was just scurrying around my door for like a full minute while I was watching it. And like I grabbed a big heavy book as if I was going to just like drop it on the mouse because I didn't have anything else to do. And eventually I was just like, I think I'm just going to open the door and let it go out, man. I can't just kill this thing right now, dude. So that was traumatizing. Then the other time was when I put out glue traps because that's what I think Rashida from work told me to do. And I heard a mouse get stuck in a glue trap and like claw its way out of it.
Yeah, no,
that was really traumatizing.
And if it does kill them, it kills them in like the most disgusting, mean, like painful way possible. They are not good traps.
Yeah.
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 There was this, I set up this one just like regular rat trap and I put it inside of the cabinets in my kitchen. And one morning, because I would check them every morning to see if I caught.
You put a, because rat traps are.
Or mouse traps. They're small. They weren't like the big.
I was going to say, rats are too smart for, like, mouse traps are pretty cheap and simple. Rats are usually too smart.
Yeah.
So, like, their traps are much more complicated. And
yeah, it was definitely the smaller ones. Yeah. The rat traps are like this big or something like that. Like, they're pretty big.
And they don't really work. Rats aren't really going to stick their face into like a thing that's going to kill them. They kind of know.
Well, I guess it was, yeah, so it had to be a mouse because it wasn't that big and the trap wasn't that big. But one morning I opened my cabinet to see if I caught one and I did, but the trap was like near the back of the cabinet and the mouse was just sitting there with his eyes open, just like looking out, and it wasn't moving. But then like I was like, I don't know if this thing is alive or not. So I just got stomped on the floor and it kind of like twitched a little bit. And I was like, fuck, he's like stunned from the rat trap and got out and he's just slowly dying. And it was pretty sad.
You just had PTSD, goddamn.
Yeah. But I did not live alone at first when the rats came. I was still living with my partner at the time, and she found them really cute, so she did not care at all and didn't give any effort into like getting rid of them at all. Which
That's
is,
disgusting.
It's disgusting. And like some like
they left their little dookies everywhere.
They left their dookies everywhere. And then Christian also doesn't find them that disturbing, so it was still just like, except for the time I lived alone, like when Christian moved in, I still had to deal with him all myself. Like he really did not care at all. He was cool with it, which it's like to each his own.
That's
like
so weird.
I was like, I will still deal with it myself. Like I don't mind dealing with it myself. I just don't understand people who are just like they're
I
so
don't
cute.
Think that's a live and let live thing. That's like it's unsanitary to like.
That's
be
the thing
like
too.
That.
It's like we both have dogs. Like that's kind of dangerous. If they like bite one of the dogs or like then give him a disease. I don't think they're going to bite at a dog, but. But yeah, rats are gross. Don't like them.
I mean, I think they're disgusting, but I do get that, like, in a very literal sense, they're not that different than guinea pigs, right? They're kind of like the same animal in shape and size.
Hamsters and stuff,
yeah. But they are, I guess maybe, you know, this is a sociological thing. I've been primed to hate mice. And it really shows how hate can infiltrate anybody.
No, I disagree. Fuck mice. This isn't one of those like, oh, people eat dogs in other places and Americans are so weird for not being willing to eat
dogs.
Shout
out
like,
to Obama.
Nah, fuck rats.
Nah, yeah, mice are like haram to me.
Speak on it, brother.
I just don't like them. They're not
okay,
good.
So what was the question on this advice column?
Are they smart? Are they able to learn how to avoid traps?
Not as well as rats. Rats are the ones that can like actually steal your cheese while dodging. Oh, that person's looking at us. Kind of want to close the window. That's a little creepy.
Yeah, I'll close this one.
They're not looking away either, which is kind of bothering me.
Oh, no, I think they're washing dishes. Yeah. I'll still close this, though, just in case. No, I you don't think they're that smart as like, rats, though?
No, rats are famously, like, they will, like, figure out how a trap works and then still take the food without getting caught by the trap.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll also do this thing where they'll, like, get on your head and start pulling on your hair and making you do things.
Oh, yeah. Did they ever get into your room and put your hand in like a warm bowl of water and make you pee yourself?
They were pulling pranks on you? They were doing sleepover pranks.
Did they ever
on
get
you?
Whipped cream and put it in your hand and then tickle your nose and with like a little feather? And they
put like a feather. Yeah, with the, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, and they're like, Now they're smart. They're smart creatures. I think the mouse, the mice were smart too.
No, the thing, funny, a mouse fucked my wife.
a mice took the kids. Took everything. But yeah, I
took all my cheddar.
I don't think they're as smart as rats either, but I still think they're smart.
No cap.
Mice are bright, sometimes brilliant. Witness Steve Buscemi. And if their life plan were much longer, the average is a year in the wild, 2 to 3 years for a lab dweller. We might be all speaking squeakish and fretting over our tail size. Because rodents can't read, however, and rarely opt for more than basic cable, their wisdom is limited to their life experience, which is often trap-centric. Typically, says Ron Harrison, an Orkin training director, the experience would be negative. If a mouse gets cheese and the trap snaps shut but doesn't catch him, it's very rare that he will go back. Go to another method. Maybe try a glue board. If the trap isn't working anymore, it may be because you've handled it a lot. If you're a smoker, or you have cologne or perfume on your hands, sometimes the smell will transmit to the trap and be discouraging as a factor to mice. Harrison does not recommend cheese or any other food as mouse bait, preferring a cotton ball with a little bit of water. That's much more attractive than any food because they're so curious and interested in having material for their nests. If you want to impress your girlfriend and she has a mouse, go over with a snap trap with a cotton ball, and in just seconds, usually, the mouse will be trying to get at that. In fact, that's how Harrison wooed his first wife, Minnie. Oh, that was it. Cool.
I disagree with this answer. It goes against everything I learned from Sean Woods on YouTube, who also goes by the handle Mousetrap Mondays, where he reviews a different mousetrap every Monday.
How sustainable is that?
Very. He's been going for years.
God damn. So wait, the cotton ball with a little bit of water, not a good thing?
Actually, he hasn't talked about that, but he has talked about, like, mice are dumb and will, like, not really learn from traps. And I think the best traps he ever tests are usually buckets with, like, a little plank that they can walk on that then it's, yeah, like, when the
I've
weight
seen
goes...
that video.
Yeah, those are usually, like, the most foolproof traps. Even rats will fall for those because they're pretty hard to escape. Although a really disgusting one that made me sad was the one where just a bowl of oil will catch a ton of mice because they'll fall in and then the oil makes it so they can't climb out.
Oof. Yeah. Would water do the same thing?
No, because that's not...
No, they can get out of water.
Water, they can still grip. Oil will like make them slide back down the bowl.
Oh, yikes. That is kind of torture.
All right, anything else about snitches and rats?
No, but I forgot to bring this in a media roundup. I did get the cupcakes on the way here from my battle rapper friend. Very good. I liked them a lot, Paul.
Oh, they were delicious.
Yeah. Shout out Core Creations. That's the name of Corey's catering company. We had strawberry crunch cupcakes.
There's no way you can go back to battle rap after being a cupcake maker.
You think they're going to use that as an angle when people battle? You make desserts now? This is going to be easy as cake.
I heard you all about this white. You just making cake.
What are you going to say?
No, man. I'm
when I got a bark on me, I had to spit it out. He did say strawberry shortcake cupcakes are his least favorite cupcake to make because he has to make so many of them, and that's all people order. And he was like, even when people tell me they're such good cupcakes, I'm just like, whatever, because I just don't want to make them again.
All right, are y'all ready for my column?
Let's go.
Yeah,
so this
let's
column
see it,
is
bro.
About online haters.
Yeah, so this column is about online hate because Phil recently posted on Reddit and got a lot of online haters from the Redditors. Did you ever take the video down or did you leave it up?
No, I kept it up because it has a lot of upvotes. It's my like, clearly most upvoted thing. I can look.
Oh, yeah, and I was exposed to this not through you, through my brother just randomly scrolling Reddit. And I was like, why do I hear my friend Phil coming out on my brother's phone?
So, yeah, this is a clip I posted on the stand-up Reddit. Has 675 upvotes, but it
I'm
has
sorry, real quick,
how
Paul,
many comments?
I am so mesmerized by how shiny your head is right now. It's like captivating me. Do you put oil on it?
Wait, is my head shiny too? We're both just as bald.
It might just be the lighting. It looks so pristine.
That's what they say, brother.
All right.
Yeah, 675 upvotes, but 118 comments, and 90% of those comments are, fuck you. We hate you. Not welcoming. And I responded to some of them, and Adrian thought that was the wrong way to go, but...
I was about to say, and maybe there was advice from your friends along the way that said maybe just ignore these people.
But sometimes it's fun responding to some of them if you have a funny response to it, you know what I mean? And I thought some of my responses were funny, but they got so many downvotes to where the comments don't show anymore, which...
Okay, so my brother was also... He didn't think the joke was funny, and he was following the thread.
Yeah.
You would make a joke that I clearly realized was a joke, but I think you weren't really... You weren't living in the head of Redditors, man, because my brother was like, your friend Phil, like, he seems really sensitive. I was like, no, that's a joke. I don't think people got it.
Yeah, okay, so just to give a quick background, the jokes were, I mean, it was a sketch that me and Adrian wrote about a guy who only does pretty much, like, these nuts jokes, you know? But he's trying to destroy hecklers. He asks a heckler, or he pretty much asks a person who's not even heckling, like, what they do for a living, and then he somehow turns it into a these nuts jokes. Okay, so on one of the comments, somebody was like, you know, you could walk into any middle school classroom and you'll hear these Deeds Nuts jokes. And then I was like, hey, buddy, I'm not walking into any middle school classroom. And I thought that was a funny response. And it got so many downvotes.
No, no, my brother saw that one. And he was legitimately like...
That's a good response. I thought that was fire.
No, he was... first off, he didn't really get the original bit. He was like, is he actually trying to destroy these hecklers?
Can I say... He's making it fun is, it is funnier if you were named Young Pedo at the time to make that joke.
That's pretty good. That's good.
I ain't going into any middle school classrooms.
There was one other thing where somebody said like how simple the jokes were, and then I rebutted it with like trying to double down on how
You're not A Ward in the ring. You're not rebuttaling.
My rebuttal game crazy, and like I responded back with something like, "No, I'm reinventing comedy by making people's names sound like they're gonna have like nuts in their face," and then people responded seriously to it and said like, "No, the D's nuts thing is already a thing. People have been doing it since they were kids," and I'm like, "Okay, I'm not commenting anymore because I can't even satirically."
I don't think anybody got you were doing a bit. People thought you were 100% thought you invented these nuts jokes and you thought that.
But it did. It made me happier with some people responding like, people on this thread do not understand satire and I think this is the wrong place to put this bit. And I was like, okay, I 100% agree with that. I learned my lesson
also, from Reddit. To be honest with you, not your best bit.
I loved it. I don't know. I still stand by it. I understand people don't like it.
I'm not mad at co-wrote that skit, so I love it. I don't know if it's supposed to be cut into snippets and shown in that way.
You know what? Maybe I should have posted the whole entire thing. But I don't know.
Not your best clip. I'm not. I won't speak on the joke.
Adrian wrote all of that part. So all of that snippet, that was all Adrian. So it really wasn't even me.
And we might TLDR that section. Sometimes Phil gets in fights with haters online.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, not the only posts where Phil's gotten into it with people.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought in an advice column, Caroline Hacks, classic columnist for the Washington Post. I brought in, hi Caroline, please help. My husband fights with everyone online.
Is this my wife?
And he can't or won't stop himself. These are charge times. We all know. By the way, this was posted in 2019. My husband spends hours arguing with strangers in the comment section of articles and friends' posts on Facebook. He frequently diverges from the topic at hand, and the threads spiral into name-calling and vitriol. I hate it. I've asked him to stop, and he says he feels he needs to call out bigotry and racism wherever he sees it. He was raised in a pretty racist family, but has become woke, in quotation marks, and wants to wake everyone else up. But it doesn't work. People dig in, and he looks like a crazy person. It's embarrassing to me in front of friends and family. He's arguing with people on my page. He says things like, my wife and I don't want you in our lives. He wants me to block certain people, but I don't want to give in to his demands just because he gets angry at the comments. I'd rather block my husband. How can I get him to stop his rage commenting?
Phil, are you seeing the monkey's paw or whatever, the black mirror, the future that may not necessarily be, but may come to be?
I don't know what any of those analogies mean, but no, I don't think me and this guy are similar. Because he's arguing with people who are making posts, but like, it's not like he made a post and then people are arguing with him about his point of view. And then he's like, oh no, let me let you know where I'm coming from. I don't think I ever comment on anybody's post on Facebook, like argument.
I do like the energy of like being at a bar with your friend and picking a fight and being like, oh yeah, we could take you. But with his wife, he's like, oh yeah, you the bitch though. Me and my wife both think you're...
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what was my the comedy wife? Said? Like, me and my wife don't want you in our life or something like that? He has bars.
Like saying that to her aunt or some shit. Like, my wife always knew you were a cunt.
Yes. Yeah, I never argue with anybody on Facebook. I only comment back on people that are commenting on my stuff, and I don't care about rebuttaling them because my rebuttal game crazy. But
so you care more about people making fun of your comedy than people trying to sow hate, discord, violence against marginalized people, all that stuff that happens on Facebook. You feel no need to intervene in.
It's not that,
but if someone makes fun of your joke, you're like, that's where I need to go in.
I mean, if they said it in person, I would probably do something, but I'm not like a keyboard warrior in that sense, you know? No, I don't know. I'm not really friends with people on Facebook that post like really crazy stuff, you know? They're usually just stuff I agree with. And sometimes people will be arguing with them in the comments, but I never try to join in.
You don't have any like Facebook friends who post like wild? What about when you see a B-Shy going off?
I see him on Instagram, but like...
Instagram isn't for arguing. Facebook.
Like, yeah, you post stuff on his stories that are a little problematic, and then I just kind of stop.
What about when Smitty goes off on Facebook and he's talking about how women shouldn't have...
God bless Smitty, but I'm not changing that boy's mind. I don't think he's changing that guy's mind. All right.
But you think that you're going to change the mind of anonymous Smitty on Reddit?
No, but if I comment satirically and just have fun with it, then like I know I'm probably not going to change their
minds.
Are you having
fun? It seems like it seems just stressful.
I'm having fun with it. You're making it seem stressful when you're like, you got to calm down and stop commenting back.
Emotional.
Listen, I'm having fun with it, and you make it seem like it's such a stressful thing for me, but I'm just like, I comment satirically and then have these wild point of views, and then just whatever they say back is whatever, but it's like, I mean... The reason I didn't delete it is because I'm confident about the joke, so I just kind of kept it up. I don't really care what they say. I'm cool, dude. I'm cool. I have thick skin.
All right, but what is your actual advice for this? Like, bringing it back to basics.
I wouldn't argue with people on Facebook about
I'm surprised you're not bringing in the fact that I have argued with people on Facebook.
Oh, have you? Oh, yeah, about beef.
No, that's on Reddit. On Facebook, there are people that I, like, went to college with and, like, there was one guy who we overlapped both in the Honors College and at Trader Joe's, and so we were friends on Facebook, and he posted something stupid, and I already knew he was a Jordan Peterson fan, so I knew where he was coming from, and I sent an argument message to him about something about him giving a quote about Jordan Peterson about anti-communism, and then I went to my endocrinologist, which is famously on the basement floor, so you don't get any reception. So then I just came out of my appointment like 2 hours later with a response from him, clearly showing how I misinterpreted something that he said. But anyways.
And now you love Jordan Peterson?
He's cool. He helped me clean my room.
There you go.
And I think there might have been one more. Oh, the wee Lezzy from Lexington. Who we all knew, who was really nice, who put a message out in support of Mayor Pete fighting corruption in the elites and stuff. And I was like, hey, maybe you should go for the guy who wasn't funded by billionaires. And someone else tag teamed me on being a Bernie bro about her message before the election or before the primaries.
But do you like argue with everybody on Facebook that posts like a political meme or political status that you don't agree with? Because I ignore all of them. I never argue with them just because like I feel like they're dumb enough to post it on Facebook, so I'm not going to try to change their mind.
I block those people.
I think that's why I don't have a Facebook, because I don't like the idea that it's tied to me and then those people like are associating that with me in real life. Yeah. I want to be able to just be an asshole to like the highest degree.
I usually wear an anonymous mask and then I post a video under their status. I say, listen
up,
society.
You can't just accuse somebody of being a pedophile when they disagree with you. There's no point in responding to somebody online.
That's true. Yeah, I don't have too many friends that post political statuses, but I just ignore them. I don't know.
Specifically couched this as a political thing, right? It's not like they're putting out bad music opinions. It's
No.
I said like we're in divisive times.
We're in divisive times, and it's about racism. They specifically mentioned it was about racism.
Well,
it is crazy to on your wife's wall say we don't want you in our lives. Like you can't say that for somebody else.
But also, what is this, like, centrist-ass wife who's like, I don't know, sometimes we all have valid opinions that can be different from each other.
Okay, fair enough. I get what you're saying. But also, if he's saying that to people who just said something like, I don't know, like...
I didn't love Black Panther.
Yeah, exactly. Like, is, I mean, I get it if the person is like, you know what, slavery? Kind of cool. But how many people are posting that? Most people who are posting racist things are couching it in an attempt to seem not racist, and it's all muddied, and see, it's Facebook.
That's,
and
that's it's kind of mostly, I don't see anything crazy like the slavery kind of cool thing. You know what I mean? Like, I never see something that crazy, sorry, that crazy on Facebook. Like, yeah, I think it's kind of like what you said, kind of like just some subtle racism, and it's like, ooh, I'm just going to unfriend this person, then I don't know why they're on my feed.
But how do you feel about the people that are being racist towards you in the Reddit comments about your comedy?
Like, this white guy racism. Is so good at comedy.
This honky-ass cracker.
Is the best at comedy. I usually agree with him, and then I join their side.
Comedy is like a mountain.
I need the fans I can get, all
Do
right?
you ever feel like you've turned the tide? Have you ever, like, commented your way through?
Have you ever done a Bill Burr in Philadelphia?
I told you. I just comment satirically and have fun with it, but y'all making it seem like I'm so stressed about it. I'm fine. I'm good, dude.
I've like, never been more
y'all
convinced.
Y'all are making me stressed about it. I was not initially stressed about it.
Why'd you comment, I'm going to kill myself if you guys don't like this TikTok?
I commented that I'm not going into a middle school classroom and Adrian's like, Phil can't stand the haters. And I'm like, no, I'm just being sarcastic.
That's not an accurate portrayal.
That's exactly.
I feel like we really put you in the hot seat, man.
You did. And I don't like this at all.
All right, we're about to do the five fingers of death. We're going to put you in the real hot seat.
All right, yeah. Give it.
I think she should just block her husband.
Yeah.
Is he tagging her and stuff?
He's like on her wall saying, my wife don't want you in our lives.
He's like, ain't that right, Janice? And he just tags her first name. Yeah, that's kind of tough. Because I know, we can bleep this guy's name out. On Facebook, he posts like novels on Facebook every single day, and his wife posts absolutely nothing on Facebook. And I wonder all the time, like, what does his wife think of his Facebook use? Like, because he uses Facebook like a diary.
To be honest, yeah, he's like NF, dude. The things he posts on Facebook are his therapy session, man.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. One day he'll be like, I'm done with comedy. I'm not doing it anymore. Then the next day he's like, open mic this Thursday. Let's get it. Oh yeah, what's the question?
Killing
your husband.
What to do? Deactivate his Facebook without him knowing and then change his password and stuff.
Hack his Facebook and say, I'm gay. And
I would deactivate his Facebook like secretly and be like, I don't know what happened. I think Facebook's known.
I think Mark Zuckerberg silenced you for telling the truth.
Hack into his Facebook.
I am a freedom fighter.
And leave one post that just says, sorry guys, for the last few years, this has been me. Last night, we let the liquor down.
Wait, you know how you can edit posts and edit comments on Facebook so you can make it seem like people are arguing like differently with you? That's what she should do. She should go back to his comments and just edit like his comments to be like, I agree with you. And then those people are keep on arguing with him. He's like, I'm saying I'm agree with you. Why are you keeping arguing with me?
Yeah, like they post something racist and then she changes it to being like, I agree with you. And then they're like, who cares about the Federal Reserve or whatever? I think part of the question was that he like gets it really off topic.
Yeah. Which is very funny. Like, that's more of a right wing characteristic, but it is funny what left wing people get that where it's like you have so many grievances stored up in your mind that you just start ranting about just random shit in the middle of a conversation that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Wait, so you're not on Facebook?
No. I guess I have one because I was thinking I would use Facebook Marketplace to sell shit, and then I never did, so.
Well, I do want to say one more thing about, there was a friend on Facebook to where, like, I almost thought about commenting just because it was such a stupid status, but he was just like, we got any Matt Walsh fans in the house? And then even Wayne commented, like, come on, dude, what are you doing? And I was like, that was one, like, you're so short where you could just be like, you're a fucking idiot, but, like, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of somebody who posts things that you agree with generally, Wayne's a big guy on that. He likes to take people on that way.
He is definitely a, is this a bad phrase to say, keyboard warrior?
He seems like a cool dude in the type of way where I feel like he's definitely helping progressives.
No, he's helping, yeah, he's a good
warrior. He's not coming off cringy and making progressives look bad.
And he'll have like perfect like one or two word responses to or like very short sentence responses to a long paragraph that just like kind of bodies them and then he's just out and then it just kind of works that way. But
Yeah, it's kind of like the opposite of what Phil does, where he puts a lot of care and craft into a long satirical message.
No.
I'm not walking into any middle school with like seven words. All right? That's not bad.
Okay, Caroline hacks his answer. Block him. Yes, great idea. Tell him it pains you to watch him feed the anger cycle and have so little to show for it. Ask him whether he has looked into organizations that not only address the bigotry and racism he's so upset about, but also have made clear progress, measurable gains in education, grassroots organization, voter registration, legal challenges.
We should have told him to join DSA.
Yeah, join DSA, homeboy. Fundraise.
It's the most effective organization.
Fundraise towards things he believes in. Ask whether he has considered how useful his time would be if he volunteered it to one of those groups instead of burning it on trolls. Ultimately, you can't tell him what to do, of course, but you can sympathize. You can speak your truth. You can decline to be part of something you believe is destructive. You can research effective organizations. You can point the horse to water, and you can ask him, please, to drink.
Not bad.
All right, I'm going to get another drink, and we'll jump into the third seggy.
God damn, Paul's going crazy this episode.
There's no more beer, is there?
You want another one, or are you good, Phil?
I'll take another one.
All right, third segment.
So Phil was voted honorable mention for best rapper in Colombia, along
you
with
were
his
too?
Partner.
Buster Cubs and Joe.
Also runner up for best comedy group.
No, I said rapper.
Gotcha.
For rapper, we were honorable mention. And so one of the things that can happen for rap is that if you really stick to multis in like a Tech N9ne sense, your bars can become a little bit predictable. You know, it's a little bit like a Kit Kat, like you're a candy bar rapper with four bars, you know, and it's easy to predict that. So what we're going to do is we're going to read most of a stanza of a rap from an artist, and they're going to have Phil, based on the rhyme scheme and the context, predict what the end of that line is going to be. And we're going to see how well he does at that. And we might have some, Paul and I didn't set really clear rules for how to do this. I have at least like four bars before the next line. But if you want, we can give you the name of the song and the artist beforehand, or what do you have, Paul?
Yeah, I have the name of the song and the artist, and I was going to plan to give him the word that it rhymes with if it wasn't like very clear.
You don't have to give me the name of the song and the artist. Can you give me that afterwards? Because then I may just go ahead and think
of
the
bar.
Do you
want to use that as a hint, as a line?
Can I be like a lifeline? You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, as a lifeline, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. And then, yeah, so, I mean, we can randomize it or we can just do it in order. I don't really care.
Yeah, can I go
back
and forth?
How are you feeling about it? Oh, yeah, well, that's the thing is Paul doesn't know mine and Paul, I don't know Paul's, so we can also help you as a lifeline.
Oh, okay, I'm down. I'm game.
Okay.
All right.
So this is a game called Finish That Lyric.
Ooh, okay.
I'll start it off, buddy.
All right.
I'm thumbing through something. We blew out the motor. I jump in the bucket, dressed up like a woman. I jump out and bust it in front of the blank, and it rhymes with motor. I'm thumbing through something, we blew up the motor. I jump in the bucket, dressed up like a woman. I jump out and bust it in front of the...
Jump out and bust it in front of the... And it rhymes with motor.
By the way, me and Adrian did decide that I was doing the hard ones and he was doing the easy ones.
I gotta say, jumped out. Okay, can you read the lyric just one more time?
I'm thumbing through something. We blew out the motor. I jump in the bucket, dress up like a woman. I jump out and bust it in front of the...
Man, this is tough.
Can I say my 2 cents?
Wait, can I get the hint first? What's the name of the song in the...
It's Kevin Gates adding
up. It is Kevin Gates! I knew it!
It was Kevin Gates? This is gonna be such a bag ass stroller, like a baby stroller.
Kroger.
The Kroger. Oh, who's in front of the Kroger?
I was gonna guess owner. Okay, damn.
Okay.
I have That's a bonus good. On this one. It's from the same song, so I have a bonus one for you to redeem
okay.
yourself.
So it's gonna be another grocery store. Bonuses. I got the gun. I got the Stiggly Wiggly.
I got the pood pying.
I signed up for
I got the Stiggly Wiggly. I busted in front of the.
I signed up for a brick and a half. Touchdown to a million cash. I'm in the vet. I'm getting neck from a blank, and I pray to God that we don't crash. It rhymes with crash. I'm signed up for a brick and a half, touchdown to a million cash. I'm in the vet getting neck from a blank, and I pray to God
giraffe.
That we don't...
A Brazilian cat.
Is that your final
a giraffe.
Guess?
Because he's, like, in the vet. Like, Wait, is he in like a veterinarian's office?
I signed up for a brick and a half. Touchdown to a million cash. I'm in the vet. I'm getting neck from a blank, and I pray to God that I don't crash.
I'm guessing it's like it's like a synonym for like a girl, and I'm guessing like a cat. I don't know. I'm gonna like get a neck from a cat.
Rhymes with crash. Okay, is that your final guess?
But then like half and crash don't really rhyme. So I'm guessing the cat get a neck. What's the song name?
Adding up.
Is that over?
I'm not gonna lie to you. Not many of mine have much to do with the song names.
Get a neck from a lad.
Is that your final guess?
No, I'm gonna guess cat.
Okay. Well, you should have listened to Adrian because it was giraffe. You have 0 points.
It's so obvious. I was like, I said it multiple times. Yeah.
I was trying so hard not to give you any attention, okay. Adrian.
Wait, giraffes?
I felt like I was a ghost in the room. I was like, giraffe. It's obviously giraffe.
Giraffes don't go to veterinarians, though. They can't fit in.
You're
those
getting
little
neck
offices.
From the. Okay, come on now.
They're too big. Can I get an easy one now? Can we switch to Adrian for a second?
All right.
I gotta get some numbers on the board.
Let's see. Where's my word doc? Oh, here it is. Okay. Number one. Here we go, Philly boy. I'ma write my name on his dick. Ad lib, his dick. Don't need a pen or a pencil. Ad lib, no, I don't. All I need is my body. Ad lib, my body. My pussy pink just like salami. Ad lib, ooh. Don't need no drink to get naughty. Nah. Finish the line. Do you want me to do it without the ad libs?
Yeah, wait, do it without the ad libs. Also, you can't use my old raps.
What?
You can't use my old raps.
This is probably one of my hardest ones because I'm getting you to do the full line instead of like just the snippet at the end. But
yeah,
I'm going to write my name on his dick. Don't need a pen or pencil. All I need is my body. My pussy pink just like salami. Don't need no drink to get naughty because bitch, blank.
Is this cup cocky?
This is cup cocky.
Okay. I don't need no drink to get naughty. When people get drunk,
bitch,
they're usually called
because bitch, blank.
Because it's just one word?
No. It's a phrase.
Okay. So you say like, I don't need no drink to get naughty. When people get drunk, they usually call like sloppy drunk. So I would guess it would be something like, ooh, but bitch, I'm already sloppy. She's talking about her vagina already.
Ooh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, let me rewrite
that. That's not it though, is it?
I'm gonna write my name on his dick. Don't need a pen or pencil. All I need is my body. My pussy pink just like salami. Don't need no drink to get naughty, cause bitch, I'm not Bill Cosby. Oh, ad lib? Oh, wait, by the way, ad lib? I'm not.
In case you really thought she was Bill Cosby. I'm not Bill Cosby, all right? Did she get accusation for being Bill Cosby or something?
Yeah, it's upsetting.
I do want to bring back a Drake lyric when he has a line with an ad lib, and the line is like,
talking about favorite female rappers. Have you guys heard of this female rapper named Drake?
Come on now. Drake has a line when he was like, I fly to the islands and I eat with Italians. And then his ad lib is, I do. And I always love that because it sounded like he was telling his friends, like, I do do that, all right? You don't.
Okay, Phil. Hey, stop trying to look at my screen.
Oh, no, I'm not looking. I swear to God, I wasn't looking at your screen.
Oh, wait, can we take 1 second for me to go get a drink real quick?
Yeah,
we'll get a drink. We'll get a drink.
Because I do want to hear this.
I should have got the Kroger one was pretty good.
I think you shouldn't have got that one. That one was really hard. The giraffe one you should have got.
I should have got the giraffe one, yeah. Get a neck from a giraffe. Damn it. I should have. Okay. All
right, I'm strapped in.
So next up, I passed school. I'm passing all the staffs. I just want that neck like a blank.
Is it giraffe again?
Wait.
Is it just all neck bars? I love that.
Are these all giraffe bars that you have?
You can't handle these bars.
This one has two that you could guess for double points. I passed school. I'm passing all the staffs. I just want that neck like a blank. I like fish and water. I'm a blank. 17 and a half. I shave it like it's Nair. The second one rhymes with Nair.
Oh, okay.
And the first one rhymes with staff.
So the first one is zebra, obviously. A zebra with a big neck.
That's what you would say. That's how stupid you were during the last one.
No. First one, giraffe. Final answer. Thank you very much. I think, okay, the line that rhymes with Nair, it's, I'm a fish in the water, I'm a bass?
That doesn't rhyme
with
Nair.
It rhymes with Nair, damn it. Okay, yeah. I'm a fish in the water, I'm a blank, and then the second line is like, 7, 7, 7,
I shave it like it's Nair.
Okay, if you shave it like
I also mayor, thought bass, so I don't know what rhymes with near.
Is it hair?
Okay, I'm gonna say you got giraffe, so you got a point. But bear, I'm a fish in the water. I'm a bear.
Oh, because they fish in water.
Oh, fuck, that's good. Who is that? Is that Eminem?
It's Young Thug off Halftime.
That's not Eminem? That's not the rap guy right there?
Pussy boy, I leave you dead and call it dedication.
Ooh, oh, that is a good one. That's a good song.
Halftime is also off of Barter 6, the best album ever made.
Damn, I'm a fish in the water. That's
you ever heard of Beethoven?
Beethoven, he's nuts.
All right, Agent, hit me with a home run.
All right, here we go. Ain't nothing more important than the moolah. You ain't really eating, boy. You gotta get your food up. We so steady eating, baby. You already know that. The way I'm dropping new shit. Phrase.
Wait, say that again?
Is it a perfect
again?
Multi with know that or nah?
It's more of just a single.
Is it X-Lex?
I was thinking Kodak. I thought it was Kodak Black.
The way I'm dropping new shit. Wait, say the last two lines again.
We so steady eating, baby. You already know that. The way I'm dropping new shit, blank.
If it's not a perfect multi, I'm thinking X-Lax just because that's a single multi.
It's
and like
definitely not
shit,
a perfect multi
shit.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah, you're right. We dropping new shit. It's definitely a poop joke.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Know that.
We dropping.
Do you want the artist? Because I don't know if you have any preconceived notions about artist. Whether or not this is Childish Gambit.
Oh my god, it's gonna be like Poopy Duty Butthole.
Yes. Let's hit a pack.
What are you talking about, dude? He releases soul records and This Is America.
Yeah, real deep guy. Fuck my dick.
okay.
Fuck me and my big ol' ass.
I think you might be right, X-Lax.
I wanna go with X-Lax. Okay, just one more time. Give me the bar, please. One more time.
Ain't nothing more important than the moolah. You ain't really eating, boy. You gotta get your food up. We so steady eating, baby. You already know that. The way I'm dropping new shit.
What does it rhyme with, or are you not telling us that as part of your...
No, it rhymes with that, right?
Know that. Yeah, more or less that.
Prolapse.
Gross. I'm going to do another Childish Gambino bar. Man, my mouth is nasty. Like I gave a BJ.
I'm going to guess, we dropping new shit. Like we're taking X-Lax or something with X-Lax.
So can you tell me like where your brain is going to try and get this game? Because I can tell you where my brain is going. Because I'm just trying to think of, I'm going through the alphabet. I think you taught me that actually for freestyling. Is just go through the alphabet.
That's what I usually do. But like I'm just thinking now of the wordplay. I think the whole neck draft thing got me thinking of the wordplay. Dropping new shit. Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with X. I know it's not right because the way you're looking at me, but I just don't know what else this... Man, I really don't have
any
other...
I didn't have any other plans for tonight, so if you want to just take your time, just...
You know. Okay.
He's actually being serious. Adrian does not have plans on most Friday nights.
I don't think he ever does. the way I'm dropping new stuff...
Phil, we gotta keep this moving.
Okay, I have to stick with X-Lax, even though now I know what's wrong, but I just... Yeah, I had to stick with it.
This is Childish Gambino Sway Freestyle. Ain't nothing more important than the moolah. You ain't really eating, boy. You gotta get your food up. We so steady eating, baby. You already know that. The way I'm dropping new shit, I'm sitting on the toilet.
I'm so bad. So that was a rhyme, you said? That rhyme with
According to Childish Gambino, that's a rhyme in the freestyle.
Did he really say it like that?
Don't blame the messenger.
Too?
It's a slant rhyme.
Maybe that's the only. I don't know if he said it
toilet.
Like that, but
okay. I should have guessed that one. Honestly, that's on me.
My next one is probably the most famous one yet. Oh. This is often, but I don't know how much you listen to this artist, so it might be still tough.
Okay,
it's a little bit of an older artist, somebody who's considered a legend.
John Legend.
It's John Legend. You got it.
He's like my mouth nasty, like a gay BJ's.
What up to all the rappers? Shut up with your shutting up and keep your shirt on. At least a blank. Yuck, is they rhymers or stripping males? Out of work jerks since they shut down Chippendale.
Okay, can you do the whole thing again?
What up to all rappers? Shut up with your shutting up and keep your shirt on. At least a blank. Yuck.
At least, what was it? At least a blank?
At least a blank. At least a...
Okay.
Yuck, is they rhymers or strippin' males? Out of work jerks. Ooh. Since they shut down Chippendales.
No, I was going to say, whether or not Phil wants to use my advice, can I also give my guess before this one goes in?
Yeah, go
yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does it rhyme, what does it rhyme with?
I thought it rhymed with shirt on.
Shut up.
It rhymes with shut up.
Yeah.
Oh,
so okay. Can you just give the very first line again before the stripping males?
What up to all the rappers? Shut up with your shutting up and keep your shirt on at least a blank.
Shut up with your shutting up. Keep your shirt on.
At least a blank. Yuck. Is they rhymers or stripping males? Out of work jerks since they shut down Chippendales.
I got it.
Would the rapper or the song help you?
Yeah.
It's MF Doom on B-Frap off of MF Food.
Goddamn.
You spell it all lowercase, right?
It's MF Doom, spell it all lowercase.
Phil, do you want my help?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it.
Okay, so when you said it was the food one, I changed from button up to mutton up, but I don't know if either of those are correct, but maybe.
Mutton up.
Yeah, keep your mutton up.
What up to all the rappers? Shut up with your shutting
up. Keep your buttons up.
Wait, say it with both so that you can get it in your head which one sounds better.
Okay.
What up to all the rappers? Shut up with your shutting up and keep your shirt on at least a...
Giraffe.
Button up.
Yeah, that sounds way... That makes sense.
You're right.
Button up is good. Was it button up?
It's button up.
Yeah, button up is good.
One point on the board.
Maybe I should be playing this game, dude. I feel like I'm pretty well.
This is hard, man.
To be fair, the giraffe one wasn't hard. Phil just fucks up.
Hey, man, you know what rhymes with button up? Runner up, and that's why I did not win.
You're at 2 points now. Right. You got giraffe and button up. Phil. Do you want my other MF Doom one that was a bit of an extra that I didn't?
Yeah, you know what? I'll take it.
Okay, so my other MF Doom one was off Victor Vaughn's The Drop. That's his alter ego.
Okay,
Victor
Vaughn.
Write a rhyme like a book report and sell it to a rookie. You could tell by the hook he bought. You ain't know he sell hooks and choruses. They couldn't bang the slang if they looked in blank. And it rhymes with choruses.
There was a choruses?
Yeah.
They couldn't bang the slang if they looked in...
And the whole... And this one is like pretty easy. Thematically, it fits with the rest of the bar. Write a rhyme like a book report and sell it to a rookie. You could tell by the hook he bought. You ain't know he sell hooks and choruses. They couldn't bang the slang if they looked in.
And it rhymes with choruses.
Yeah.
They couldn't bang the slang if they looked in. Man, MF Doom is so good. So unpredictable. They couldn't bang the slang. Adrian, do you got any guesses for this?
Choruses, police, reportuses, choruses.
Write a rhyme like a book
Boris's,
report.
Choruses, Doris's.
You could tell Forrest's, by the hook he bought. You ain't know he choruses. Sell hooks and choruses. They couldn't bang the slang if they looked in.
Horaces. Thesauruses.
Thesauruses. Fuck. wait. So it was if they looked in thesauruses. Is that what it was? Oh, okay. So it wasn't a perfect multi, but it's still good.
Thesauruses, choruses.
MF Doom, you're like, MF Doom could be better.
This is right the bar now. This is just right the bar.
Okay. Here's my next one. I'm going to give you all except for the last three words, if that helps you. This should be pretty easy. A plate of salmon, the Cayman Islands, a stripper dancer. Wait, did you know this one?
No, it just sounds funny so far.
Okay, I was worried that you might know some of these. A plate of salmon, the Cayman Islands, a stripper dancer. If I don't get the car first, I'll have a temper tantrum. I'm innovative, I demonstrated, this nickel plated. I don't care if you owe me a nick, dude. You need to pay me. I kiss your lady, eat her pussy, then...
give her babies? Something with babies, I'm assuming. But it rhymes with...
Kiss the lady,
right?
Yeah.
Kiss the lady?
Well, with the lady.
Okay, so... Is it a multi with... Say the last, three bars again?
I'm innovative, I've demonstrated, this nickel-plated, I don't care if you owe me a nick, dude, you need to pay me, I kiss your lady, eat her pussy, then, blank.
What do I do after I eat pussy? Okay, I'm. Is it a perfect rhyme with kiss your lady?
No, kiss isn't in there.
No, just lady? I'm guessing it's, my first guess was give her babies, But if it's not a perfect rhyme, then it doesn't necessarily.
Oh, actually, it is a perfect rhyme. Sorry, I'm tripping.
Okay,
it's kiss the lady is a perfect rhyme for this next part. Yeah,
Chris Delaney.
Chris D'Elia's cousin. I kiss you, lady.
I'll kiss you, lady.
Oh, I guess it isn't a perfect
abort
rhyme.
The
sorry,
baby.
See what?
Abort the baby.
Abort the baby. I would love it if this rapper thinks that after you eat out a girl, you have to give her a plan B. I really want to say give her babies. But I don't think that's right. Okay. Eat her pussy.
Kiss you, lady. Eat her pussy.
Then. How much stress this is giving you compared to how fun it was to make it so funny to watch? I feel like we're giving Phil an early death. Like, his blood pressure is rising.
See, this is stress. The Reddit thing was fun to me. You know what I mean?
Like, this is just what you look like when you're talking about the Reddit thing.
Yeah, this is stressful. This is what stress is like. I want to say
Do you want the artist?
Yeah, what's the artist? Royster 5'9"?
This is 2 Chainz on Bounce.
You know what? I'm going to go through the alphabet. Okay, so B, baby. C, crazy. D, driving Miss Daisy. Oh, was he driving Miss Daisy?
I'll kiss you, lady, lick her pussy, and then drive Miss Daisy. I'm crazy.
I'm not going to lie. That's something 2 Chainz can get away with saying something fly like that. I'm going to guess give her babies. I'm gonna put in give her babies. Final answer.
All right. A plate of salmon, the Cayman Islands, a stripper dancer. If I don't get the car first, I'll have a temper tantrum. I'm innovative, I demonstrated, this nickel-plated. I don't care if you owe me a nick, dude. You need to pay me. I kiss your lady, eat her pussy, then kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby, okay.
Because he's so far into her pussy
with
that
the same mouth
kissing.
He just licked her pussy with?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I should have guessed that. That's good. Do I get a half point for that since I got baby?
What's Phil's score right now? What did he think he was going to get?
100.
2. He's gotten giraffe on the second
I got giraffe.
Time we had giraffe. With Young Thug on halftime. Not with Kevin Gates. And he got, did he get thesaurus? Or, yeah, he got thesaurus. Oh, wait, did he get button up? Yeah,
you got button up.
I got button up.
Oh, so you've only gotten 1 point, giraffe?
I've only gotten the giraffe, and then I got...
Which you got
can I get a half point for the baby? Can I get half the baby, please?
Okay.
Let's go.
Can I get 1 finger on the baby?
Next up, we got...
Since Charlie bit me.
We got rappers singing in the closet like Luther Van. Get
like,
killed.
Like what?
We got rappers singing in the closet like Luther Van.
Okay.
Luther Van Dross. He leaves off Dross.
Yeah, okay, Luther Van.
Rappers singing in the closet like Luther Van. Get killed watching shows like...
Get killed watching shows... Superman?
No, is that your final guess?
Wait, get killed watching shows?
Superman famously got killed watching shows. He was watching Seinfeld and he got blown the fuck up.
Yeah, wait
is,
like
it, is it Abraham Lincoln?
Movie?
Is it Abraham
rappers
Lincoln?
Rappers singing in the closet like Luther Van. Get
like
killed
Lincoln,
watching
man.
Shows like Lincoln.
Like Abraham Lincoln. It's a slant rhyme. Who got killed
it
watching...
It rhymes with Luther Van. Rappers singing in the closet like Luther Van. Get killed watching shows like...
Killed watching shows... Who got killed watching show? Like, I'm sure there was some like movie or TV show where somebody got killed on the couch or something like that, and that's what I'm thinking of. Am I getting close? Or no?
Sort of.
Who's the artist?
It's Danny Brown on Grandma's Hip by Your Old Droog. Which, by the way, was hard to find this fucking lyric because Your Old Droog put out a DMCA on Genius to get his lyrics taken off Genius.
Oh, really?
So what? I have to transcribe this by hand.
Oh, damn. You're
they were too original or...
No, he just apparently doesn't like his lyrics being on Genius.
Hmm. Get killed watching shows. Okay. This is kind of a reach, but get killed watching shows like Travis Scott fans?
No. This came out way before that. It's okay. Get killed watching shows like Abraham.
Wait, Abraham! Damn it!
Luther Van, Abraham.
So, right, am
Adrian
I 4 for 4?
Adrian gets half a point for that. Listen, this is why we're on the mention, and we're
you
not.
You need to stop letting me distract you and listen to Adrian.
start listening to Adrienne.
Adrienne and Adrienne.
To distract you from Adrienne's good advice. All I'm like is like, oh, it lines with Luther fan, and you're like, oh, whatever Adrienne said, fuck that.
All right, Adrienne. Give me a fucking easy one, goddamn
it. I think this one's gettable. It's actually very similar to the one that Paul just did. Again, I'm going to give you way more lyrics than you probably need, but let me know if you want me to do just the last two. Looking for jewels, but I ain't know for the life of me why Nancy Pelosi owned a copy of Turner Diaries. Birth of a Nation, the biblical. I tried to warn the folks through the rhymes, but they told me I was too lyrical. Fell many times and got up with a stammer. Taste of blood in my mouth like blank.
Is it rhyme with stammer?
Yeah. Genius. Poindexter.
Wait, why does Nancy Pelosi owns a copy of the Turner Diaries? That's what I'm interested in. What the fuck?
Is that a real thing? Yeah, that must be true. Yeah.
Why did she own a copy of the Turner Diaries?
It might be a joke. I don't know. This rapper is very jokey.
Is it vampires? Like vampires?
What? This is oddly political. What sort of political rapper is this who even knows what the Turner Diaries are?
Or Nancy Pelosi. It's pre-boob job.
Oh, pre-boob job. Okay, okay. Wait, so the last two lines were Seven Sons and the Stammer with a taste of blood in my mouth like...
Fell many times and got up with a stammer. Taste of blood in my mouth like...
I'm guessing like...
Slant rhyme of Dammer. Jeffrey Dammer.
Jeffrey Dammer.
I'm Jeffrey, I know, like, Abrahammer.
I want to say like... Something with vampires, but vampires is not really like a slang for vampires.
Who's that famous vampire? Dracula? No, that's a little
wrong. Like you're a happy camper?
Taste of blood.
Who's
in
a
my
famous
mouth?
Boxer? They have blood in their mouth a lot.
Mike Tyson.
Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. None of those rhyme with Ammer.
Mike Tammer.
Oh, yeah. Taste of blood in my mouth like Michael Tammer. Stammer. Dan Danner.
You're a Stan Stanner. I knew that.
I'm a Stan Stanner, baby. Taste of blood in my mouth. Who eats blood? I guess a lot of animals do. Bammer, Pammer,
Roll Tide.
Pampers when kids have periods. I don't know.
Young pedo. You don't understand how this works, man.
What'd you say?
I feel like I should be able to. Can you do the whole thing one more time, Adrienne?
The whole thing from the top? Looking for jewels, but I ain't. Know for the life of me why Nancy Pelosi owned a copy of Turner Diaries, Birth of a Nation, the biblical. I tried to warn the folks through the rhymes, but they told me I was too lyrical. Fell many times and got up with a stammer. Taste of blood in my mouth, like...
Okay, I guess I'll say vamp... Not vampers, that's not good. Wedding planners, Bad manners.
It's gonna be a politician. It's gonna be a politician.
Ooh, is there a guy named Tanner with the last name Tanner?
I'm so curious. I just want to know the answer to this one.
I'm gonna have to.
Who's the
out.
Artist actually first?
Oh, this is Guy Scavara.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Vamper because I have to guess.
This is from Honky's Sleep Paralysis Demon. Looking for jewels, but I ain't know for the life of me. Why Nancy Pelosi owned a copy of the Turner Diaries, Birth of a Nation, the biblical. I tried to warn the folks through the rhymes, but they told me I was too lyrical. Fell many times and got up with a stammer. Taste of blood in my mouth like I'm Army Hammer.
Okay.
I thought these were easy. I don't know. I thought these were like pretty gimmies. I don't know, to some extent.
Frat dudes like juggalos. Underrated in the game like...
It rhymes with Juggalo?
It's a full name, first and last. The last name rhymes with Juggalo.
Oh, okay. And so the
word dudes like Juggalos, underrated in the game like...
This is a sports reference. I don't think you're going to know this one. Is it Mark Ruffalo? Are they naming an actor?
Frat dudes like Juggalos, underrated in the game like...
Underrated in the game. It's going to be a football player, a basketball player.
That's what I'm thinking is like, in the game. Dikembe Mutombo? No. Mutombo. Nah, that doesn't sound right.
I feel so bad for Phil. Like, this game is so much harder than we expected. This is also
it's
hard
not.
One.
I did great at it.
Oh, man. This makes you look like such a bad rapper right now. undergo.
No, it makes you look original. You don't bite.
You were Billy Trap. Like anybody Billy else. Traps. How does that mind work, Phil?
Literally, the only sports player I think that rhymes with this kind of is Dikembe Mutombo. All
right, I'll give you two hints.
Okay.
It's Heems off the song "Return to Innocence" by Das Racist.
Oh, okay.
And it's not a sports player.
Oh, it's not a sports. Okay. I mean, Mark.
Oh, so probably is Mark Ruffalo.
Like juggalos, yeah. Underrated in the game. Like,
you know what? I'm gonna go with Mark Ruffalo.
Hey!
He learned the strategy.
Yeah, copy Adrian.
Oh, all right, we're getting into the back end of this, Phil. Are you ready for this one?
I guess. I gotta catch up to your score.
Went to the east side, spanked out Juju. Lucky I ain't have it on me, I was gonna shoot you. Spanked him on camera, threw it on YouTube. Stupid lil dumb dude. Blank. Phrase.
It's a phrase, isn't that a word?
Yeah, it's four words.
You're gonna have to do that again.
Went to the east side, spanked out Juju. Lucky I ain't have it on me, I was gonna shoot you. Spanked him on camera, threw it on YouTube. Stupid, dumb little dude. Blanky, blank, blank.
Okay, so the last thing before he rhymes is something like he put it on YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. So in case the audience is wondering, anytime I say dude in a bar, it's probably because I'm replacing the N-word.
Oh, okay.
In case that helps you figure out who said it.
I'm guessing now he's saying something about like, now you'll finally get some views. Like, you know what I mean?
You,
like something with
you get some views, you.
Views, dude, or like now you can get. Now I finally gave you views or something like that. Like
now you get some lewd food. YouTube is the rhyme you're looking for, by the way.
YouTube is like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I can give you the artist if you'd like.
Yeah, what's the artist? That's been helping me so much.
This is this is a reference to an earlier segment. This is Tekashi 6ix9ine off of Tati.
Oh, okay. This is probably not a good bar.
What are you talking about?
Did you hear what I said beforehand? That shit was crazy.
Is it the gun sound effects? Do do.
Do 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 do. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's it?
No.
Oh, fuck. I got so excited.
I thought he was right. It kind of feels right.
For Tekashi 6ix9ine, that sounds like what he would say.
Paul's got the next one. He's like, yeah. Oh, wait, you're fucking on her. And then your gun went.
Okay, I don't think we're going to get this one. Might as well just.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the answer?
Okay. One more time. Went to the east side, spanked out Juju. Lucky I didn't have it on me, I was gonna shoot you. Spanked him on camera, threw it on YouTube. Stupid dumb little dude. Stupid dumb little dude. Now you on YouTube.
I love poo poo.
Did we get that clean? Can we take that out?
Yeah, I mean, if it's, I'm guessing like I'll give you. You finally got you views or something with doo doo.
Wait,
but I know you.
No, I thought you guys already said you wanted the answer.
Oh yeah, yeah, we want the answer. Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, he rhymed YouTube with YouTube.
Oh, it's just the same. Oh, okay. Oh.
It's literally, yeah, threw it on YouTube, stupid YouTube dumb little dude, time. Now you on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. That, I made sure to bring in one where they rhyme the same thing with the same thing.
That's pretty good. Okay, you got me.
All right. I got, how familiar are you with this artist, Katy Perry?
Not at all.
Okay, Katy Perry.
That's her cat's name is Kitty Purry.
Katy Perry. Ooh, that's cool.
Featuring Juicy J. He's a beast.
Oh, this is Dark Horse.
This is Dark Horse. He's a beast. I call her karma. She eat your heart out like
Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm 1.5 on the boards. 2.5.
They played that way too much at Tokyo Grill, I'll tell you what.
They did. That was our theme song at Tokyo
Grill. Okay, I'll give you another one. Spitting that dope shit, smoking on regulars, writing 16 like blank blank blank, three words. I'm spitting that dope shit, smoking on regulars, writing 16s like
To Catch a Predator.
Internet child predators. I'll give you that. Okay. That's kinda,
I'll take half a point.
Nothing rhymed with internet or child, so that was Danny Brown on Hybrid's Greatest Rappers.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Well, Danny Brown, and yet you're not delivering it like Danny Brown, which I think would help. Chat.
I'm spitting that dope shit.
You bitch, mind your bone?
Alright, ready for mine, Phil? You know I told you that mine were easier?
Yeah, this and how you lied about
it.
It's
a little bit harder. I thought these were kind of gimmies. I don't know. Okay. This one might be a little bit harder, but here we go. This is, I know you think about me in the shower. Pornhub in your browser, fantasize about the pussy power. Thinking about me with your hands down your trousers, I'm sweet then I'm sour. Blank, 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 blank.
That's too many blanks.
Is four blanks?
Yeah.
Sweet then I'm sour.
Call me Kenny Powers. Call me Kenny Powers.
Call me Kenny Powers? I was thinking of stuff with Patch Kids, like Sour Patch Kids. Sweet then I'm sour.
It's not related to that bar directly. It's mostly just the rhyme scheme that you want to think about.
Oh, okay, okay. Sweet then I'm sour. I mean, call me Kenny Powers. That's not bad.
Hand down your trousers. I'm sweet then I'm sour. And remember, this is a very empowering song. She's talking about how amazing she is. The next, the sentiment of the phrase is that they're expressing how they're a woman, but they're also still kind of in charge.
Makes me feel empowered.
Stand under a golden shower.
Paul would do that. Can we get a snippet of that? Can we get that isolated?
Makes me feel empowered.
Do you want any hints?
Yeah, artist? I'll take one more. I'll take another hint.
This is Ash Nico with her big hit Stupid.
Stupid. I'm trying to think it's louder because like they're in charge and I feel like empowered is not the rhyme, even though I'm going to guess that. I'm going to guess like I'm quiet then louder.
All right. I think I know you think about me in the shower, Pornhub in your browser, fantasize about the pussy power, think about me with your hands down your trousers, I'm sweet then I'm sour, I'm Big Boss Bowser.
Oh, damn.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Paul did say that when he left the room.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All right, last one. Phil, how do you feel like you're doing right now?
I think I got all of them right, right?
All right, work together, and I think you guys can get this one. It's really not that hard. It really, like, I'm not trying to be...
Sounds like you're trying to be extra mean, if anything, if I have to be honest.
You guys can get this one, okay? Let's end it on a high note. You guys can get this one.
All right, let's see.
Two bald heads put together. As a youngin, all I listen to is Nas and B.I.G., Wu-Tang, Beastie Boys, De La Soul on replay. Woo! Don't forget Blink 182 and Green Day. Pack it all together.
That's on replay.
Give it to the DJ. He already used replay, right?
No, replay with what I said, actually.
Oh, wait, you didn't use replay?
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he did, yeah. De La Soul on replay, yeah.
Oh, okay. Streets say.
On replay, don't forget Blink 182 and Green Day. And then it was put that all together.
Pack it all together.
Okay, so he could be going with the angle of like
cheesesteak.
Oh, wait, yeah, wait. Who's the rapper?
Oh, Hoodie Allen. This is Never Going Back.
Never Going Back. That's the best in the game. Pack it all together.
Phil, I want this to have a happy ending. Can I give you a pretty big clue?
Sure, yes, please do.
Think about your fellow MC in the Buster Cups.
P. Patrick. P.
I didn't say just say the first letter of his name.
Say what?
Patrick has done a lyric like this.
Oh, he has?
That's also not what I'm saying. I'm just saying think of the person and his personality, what he likes.
Pack it all together along with RTJ because he likes Run the Jewels.
Why would I bring Patrick in for that? Not just any of us who are also
fans of RTJ. My partner in the Buster Cubs, you said?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is not good. This is not good. We got to do this episode again tomorrow morning.
We might need to wrap this up, brother. Honestly, I would put another quiz like this together. It's really fun.
I guess give it to the DJ. I don't really know like how this set.
All right. Hoodie Allen, Never Going Back. As a youngin', all I listened to was Nas and B.I.G., Wu-Tang, Beastie Boys, De La Soul on replay. Woo! Don't forget Blink 182 and Green Day. Pack it all together like we living out in Green Bay.
Oh, like Green Bay Packers. He does like the Green Bay Packers a lot. That's his whole personality. That's the only thing I know about
him. How do you feel right now, Phil?
I feel like that was a good warm-up round, and I'm ready for the quiz.
All right. My big fact is that it's actually more embarrassing how bad Phil did on the quiz than me saying issue time.
Yeah, we're keeping the third segment. We got to keep Paul saying issue time.
It was actually way more embarrassing.
It's in my half, so I'll make sure to keep it in
there. It was actually way more embarrassing when he said when he couldn't do good on this quiz.
I guess my big fact slash no cap is that, you know, maybe I deserved honorable mention and not runner up or winner for the best local rapper, because I cannot guess these multis at all.
My big fact is I can't believe that Phil won best local rapper, because he should have won best local crapper.
Ooh, I should have won best local trapper, but I got honorable mention.
My no cap is that we should have had Fat Rat Dazar on for this one. Especially talking about mice, talking about raps.
Hey, come on now.
Bye.
Now, if this was Straight White Male by Tom McDonald, I would have got all of them.